Tuesday night at Emile's. On a Tuesday, it is Emile's, where the choices might be as long as 5 courses of menu, but Emile already knows. The regular table is free, a sign, he hopes, of status accorded, and no mere coincidence of day-to-day restaurant trade. A window seat at a table for 2, set for 1, is a chance to glance out at the slowing movement on the street. He likes to watch the world winding down in the evening. After a handful of banter behind a flutter of napkin and the chuckled low pleasure of wine being poured, Emile is gone. And glasses for reading emerge from a pocket. The latest New Scientist is displayed, with its interesting article on tests someone conducted in Mexico to demonstrate that, in a proof that will stand for once and for all, he nods and approves. She approaches, oblique from the side. Says, would he mind? The tables are so full, and she just needs to... She is seated. He hasn't quite noticed, hasn't quite spoken. His eyes move from her to the scientist, and a quick check of tables vacant at the rear of the room, then back at her. She swings a sheer-coated leg that entered his periphery at an angle to the table from beneath the sharp pleat of a dance skirt, adorned by a red shoe that is largely heel and taper. The movement is back and forth, mesmerizing as she speaks. Some part explanation, some part an appeal, some part referring to the article he had been reading in The Scientist, and some part lost when she leans forward in a low-cut voice that insinuates itself into the air all around him. Emile is all tut-tut, with a plate on his arm, waved away. This is no time for eating. Then summoned back, she must have food. Yes, of course. Bring another serve, keep the first one hot. His head has begun. He throbs, a little breathless, cannot utter more than a half word. She speaks in a manner that amazes, as a headlight might speak to a rabbit on the road. The meal is consumed. He walks home, almost a stagger. His glasses have remained at Emile's. All he can think of is the sound of gunfire that annoyed him in a movie last night until he turned the television off, and the image of a shoe to and fro in vivid red. Next Tuesday, perhaps, he will speak to Emile, for the evening was ruined, his solitude broken. She had no right, Emile should have prevented, and what was her name? Had she been there before? She needs to learn something of decorum, and perhaps, if he sees her again at Emile's on a Tuesday, he might take the time to inform her.